I'm speaking with author, professor, and Athens word of mouth chief, Alex Johns. So give us the digest bio of Alex Johns.
I am an English professor at the University of North Georgia, born and raised in Atlanta, but I've lived here in Athens for quite some time in the Athens area. I am the, I suppose, managing director of Athens Word of Mouth, which is a monthly poetry series which brings together local and nationally known poets in a combination of open mic and feature. What else is interesting?
The punk band.
Oh, yeah. I spent my youth in playing hardcore music and went on to play other kinds of music and wasted a portion of my life riding around in vans. And
if I understand correctly, if the van hadn't blown up, we might not have gotten all these good poems.
That's true.
Yeah.
Forced to stop that.
When did you start getting interested in, I know you were a musician, but when did you start getting interested in poetry instead of lyrics?
I've always written in one way or another, short, brief things. As a student, an undergraduate student, I first became interested in poetry through reading modern poets. And tried my hand at it a little bit, but was never very serious about that. But I always wrote, and it really wasn't until fairly recently in the past decade or so that in the past 15 years that I began to write what I would consider poems of the sort that I might send out for publication as poems. But I didn't really take that seriously until meeting Aralee Strange and beginning to understand poetry as a performance and as a community, and a communal act, not just an isolated experience of a writer alone with a pen or a laptop or whatever.
Yeah, Aralee Strange was the founder of Athens Word of Mouth. She's a filmmaker and poet herself, who, when she moved to town, said she started it so she'd get a chance to meet the interesting people. And it's been, what, 7 years now since?
She began it in 2009, so it's coming
It's
coming up on 9 years that it's been in consistent existence.
Yes, a monthly event, first Wednesdays at 8 at the Globe. And you took over after Ms. Strange died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aralee, I remember when I met her, you know, when you see someone with facial tattoos, you wonder. But I was struck that she was hit by lightning at one point, and she had a tiny, maybe less than an inch long, blue lightning bolt on her cheek. And I thought, that was so much for her and not for flash or, mm-hmm. you know, and yet it was on her face.
Yes.
I knew this was going to be a distinctive person.
Yeah, so she'd see it in the mirror every day.
That's right. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. How long do you think it took you to get where your poems sort of had your own voice? Because they're very distinctive. They're almost their own genre.
It happened very quickly. It happened in one poem, and it was really because of being around the performing of poetry and feeling, and Aralee's advice that, you know, if you're going to take somebody's time, whether that's on a page or whether that's on a stage, you owe them something. You shouldn't ask them to solve your puzzle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to think in those terms, and I wrote a poem that was ridiculous and came from a bizarre kind of voice. And I remember when I read it and she spoke to me, she's like, that's the difference between what you were doing and what you could do. And so I kind of followed that approach, like adopted a sort of voice, a kind of angle or a set of angles, and wrote from that for a long time.
Yeah, you do, as a fellow English major, it's easy to fall into the trap of we're trying to sound like literature, and you've definitely stepped out. It definitely feels like solid performance work. What was that poem?
You're going to have to bleep the title, but the poem was called F*** You Cheerios.
Yeah, I know that one very well. Yes, and someone not very happy getting up in the morning.
Right, and the Cheerios being the thing talking to him, not him.
There you go. Yeah. I remember another where Disneyland was buried in mountains of manure of mm-hmm. of just more than a rainbow of different kinds of feces.
Right. Anyone who's had a kid and has experienced the marketing of Disney, it's a catharsis for those folks to.
And for all the animals who contributed.
Exactly.
We used to joke that, you know, our daughter would lobby to go to Disneyland, and we used to joke we were going to take her to Dollywood and tell her it was Disneyland. Dollywood was handier, you know. So, Alex, you've got a new book of poems. Please tell us about it.
The book is Darwin's Book of Saints, a collection of poems that are assembled in sections borrowing from the chapters of Charles Darwin's The Origin of the Species.
Uh-huh. I see on the front cover there is a snail with the background, a slug, with the background of the eclipse and a halo. So that's an edge. Did you come up with that?
The slug with the halo was drawn by a musician in Wisconsin named who performs as Astronaut Husband. Yeah, look him up. The rest of the cover was designed by myself and the press.
So is this your first book of poems?
This is my first full length. It's my second book. My first collection, Robot Cosmetics, was on Pavement Saw Press. And this book, Darwin's Book of Saints, is on Aurora Press, which is a press in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, I've been listening to your poems for many years, and I used to think I had a good imagination before I heard you. Would you come up with some of the most interesting concepts and ways of working them through? Read us some. Pick one that...
I'll try to find something in here that's not... that doesn't require y'all to do editing. So here's a poem I wrote... based on Whole Foods. I don't. Can you say brand names on the radio without getting
sure.
in trouble? So, anybody who's had any experience with Whole Foods, which is sort of the Neiman Marcus of grocery stores, I wrote this poem with them in mind. This is called Five Yogurt-Covered Raisins. Are somewhere in this entire pound of Nature's Way trail mix. Get off the road and back on the trail. Be a better person. Journey away from your day-to-day peanut to peanut to fraction of a cashew to sliver of coconut to, hey, look at here, we got us a yogurt-covered raisin. Precious, sweet little egg in this less-than-delicious nest. Bless you, brother, fellow earth dweller, for not overstressing the udders of a cow or extracting more than our species' share of sugar or oil of the palm, the harvesting of which destroys animal habitats, to put more than a third of a handful of these treasures in here. Must love Mother Earth, flower child with some capital who knows where it's at. Man, your conscientious corporation cares for the individual animal or plant, leads us beyond the orchard, back into the woods, while you, the prime primate, gaze from the mountaintop at the vista of the bottom line.
So addressed to Whole Foods or to the consumer or...
Well, the primate there's presumably the CEO, but
okay, the prime primate
who's attempting to cash in on our desire to be environmentally aware in our food purchases, and
it's a business. It's amazing how creative people get with their labeling to tap into that without really any concern with reality. For instance, getting fat-free 7-Up.
Right.
I'm not saying 7-Up claimed that, but that's, you know, gluten-free pork.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah, this milk contains no corn syrup.
There you go. Right.
Or in the Whole Foods case, asparagus water for $4.
And the cow had a happy, contented,
right.
He was long, long life.
He was listening to Mozart. Yes. Played live, of course, not on a stereo.
That's right. Just a quartet, though. We're not extravagant. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Dr. Alex Johns, Associate Professor of English at the University of North Georgia. His new book of poems, again, is called Darwin's Book of Saints and is available at Avid and Normal Books here in town. To hear the full discussion with Dr. Johns, check out our spotlight interviews on our website, wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm David Oates.